Vera spoke.
That's not quite true. She told me later.
Vera repeated the story of Beatrice Taylor. Mr. Justice Wargrave said,
I have no trouble believing that. But tell me, Miss Claythorne, was Miss Brent sorry in any way?
Oh, no, said Vera.
A heart of stone, said Bloor.
It's now 11:05, said Mr. Justice Wargrave. It's time to ask Miss Brent to join us. Dr. Armstrong, please watch her carefully when she comes.
They all went into the dining room. Emily Brent was sitting in a chair. From behind, the others noticed nothing unusual. But then they saw her face.
She's dead, said Mr. Bloor.
The small, quiet voice of Justice Wargrave said,
So, she isn't the one.
Armstrong was looking at the side of her neck when they heard the sound of a bee at the window. It wasn't the bee, he said. It was a hypodermic needle of poison. Probably the same poison that killed Marston.
But the bee, cried Vera.
Our murderer likes to play games with us, said Lombard, sounding nervous for the first time. He's crazy, completely crazy.
The judge said calmly,
Did anyone bring a hypodermic needle with them?
I did, said the doctor. Most doctors carry one.
Where is it now?
Asked the judge. In my room, answered Armstrong. The five of them went upstairs silently. They looked everywhere, but the needle wasn't there.
Someone took it, said Dr. Armstrong. Someone took it,
he repeated weakly.